Good evening. Calling to order the Upper Marion Township Board of Supervisors Business Meeting. Today is Thursday, September 11th, 2025. The time is now 7:15. Please rise and join me for Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The next item on the agenda, item three.
Roll call?
No.
Roll call's number four.
What?
Roll call's number four.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right.
I'm sorry.
We'd like to enter into a moment of silence for the victims of September 11th. 24 years ago, on September 11th, 2001, terrorists hijacked four planes and carried out horrific attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people and injured 6,000 more. The first plane struck the North Tower of the World Trade Center, followed by crashes at the South Tower, the Pentagon, and then a field in Somerset County. In the face of this tragedy, our country came together, united, as we faced the unthinkable. As we observe this anniversary, let us remember what our country stands for and honor those we lost. To those who lost loved ones, we remember you, we grieve with you, and we stand by you. We must honor the bravery of our first responders who knowingly ran into danger. Many gave their lives to save others. Their courage remains a powerful example of selfless service. We take this time to remember those who did not make it home that tragic day. Now, let's enter into a moment of silence as we reflect upon a somber anniversary. Thank you. I don't know if my colleagues would like to make a comment or share anything. No? Okay. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is our roll call, and we'll start with my right.
Greg Wax.
Tina Garzillo.
Carol Kenny.
Amanda Lafty, Assistant Township Manager.
John Walker from the Solicitor's Office.
Jared Lash, Township Planner.
Al Venatilli, Township Engineer.
We have two supervisors who aren't able to be present here this evening. Supervisor Phillips is out of town on business, and Vice Chair Genoway had family matters that he needed to attend to this evening. So we're down to three members of the board this evening. Next item on the agenda is approval of meeting minutes. I'd ask for a motion to approve meeting minutes August 7th, 2025, the Zoning Code Workshop, August 7th, 2025, BOS Workshop, and August 14th, 2025, Business Meeting.
So moved.
And I'll second.
All in favor of approving the meeting minutes, signify by saying aye.
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 Passes 3-0. Next item on the agenda, chairperson's comments. The only comment that I have for this evening is prior to this business meeting, we were convened in an executive session to discuss real estate matters. The next item on the agenda is township department updates. And so we have been sharing highlights from each of our township departments every month. I'm circling to the next one each month. And this evening, I am honored to give information about our public information office. So, our director, Don Herbert, put this little write-up for me, put together this write-up for me. The Upper Marion Township Public Information Office is staffed by dedicated professionals who work with all the township's departments and many community organizations to provide residents, visitors, and businesses in the township with important information in a timely and efficient manner. The department is responsible for managing the township website and social media platforms, publishing weekly e-newsletters, township lines, and the new resident welcome packet, posting messages to the LED sign and the Ready Monco alert system, operating a television production facility, scheduling programs on the Comcast and Verizon cable channels, and streaming the content online. Also, they maintain an online video archive for on-demand viewing and podcasts. Over the years, the department has earned more than four dozen individual recognitions from the Pennsylvania State Association of Township Supervisors, as well as five Outstanding Citizen Communications Award, the most recent of which was this past May. If you leave Freedom Hall and you go out to my right, you can look on a wall, you can see all the plaques hanging there. We're very proud of our PIO office. And then lastly, and most exciting of all, the PIO department has launched the township's new and improved website just this morning. So if you'd like to go on and check out that website, it's www.umtownship.org. We're really excited to have this launch finally today, so it was perfect timing to give out information about our PIO office. If you notice any little glitches in the website, we're catching little things that it was a massive undertaking to revise the entire website. So if you see anything, let us know, and we'll get on that quickly. I saw two things today, sent out an email, and within 15 minutes, I got a response back that it was taken care of. So yeah, if you see anything, just let us know. It's a work in progress, and we're just happy to get this new website launched, and it'll be much more user-friendly for our public, and very excited about this website. Did you want to share anything about the website, Supervisor Bax?
I could. Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to take a moment to thank our PIO office, Don and Tiffany. I want to take a moment to thank all of our staff who cooperated in this Herculean effort. And also I want to take a moment to thank the Media Communications Advisory Board, which put in a significant amount of legwork on this over the last year and a half or so. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you for that. The next item on the agenda is item 8, Citizen Board Vacancies, and I'm really appreciating that our list continues to get smaller and smaller, but let me read off the vacancies that we do have. So we have two vacancies on ECDC. We have one vacancy for the Farmers Market Young Adult position, also one position for a young adult member for our Parks and Rec Board. Media Communication Board has one vacancy. Public Safety Board has one vacancy for a young adult. The Foundation, Upper Marion Township Foundation, has one vacancy for the subcommittee, one vacancy for the Historical Commission, an additional vacancy for a young adult member for the Historical Commission, and then one vacancy on the Zoning Hearing Board for an alternate member. So as I said, my list is getting smaller and smaller to read off, and that's great that citizens want to be involved in our citizen boards. Okay, the next item on the agenda, item 9, is public comment. If there's anyone in the public sitting in the audience that would like to come to the podium and make any comments regarding any of the items that are on our agenda, now is that opportunity to do so. So this is specifically related to agenda items. If there's anyone here who would like to make public comment about an item that is not an agenda item, there's an area on the agenda later in the evening that you can come make a comment about additional business. When you come to the podium, please identify yourself, and then the floor is yours.
Yes, I'm Paul Hansen, 419 Gulfridge Drive, King of Prussia, PA. I'm the president of the Gulfridge Community Association, which is directly across West Church Road from the property at 316 West Church Road. So I just had a couple comments and a couple questions regarding the most recent land development plan. First of all, I wanted to thank the developer and his staff for making a couple updates to the most recent plan, which we've been asking for. The first one is on page 2, the table that shows that the maximum height of the storage facility is allowed to be 50 feet, but it now looks like the development plan, the proposed height is 30 feet, which is a big benefit to us to keep the top of that building hidden from view as much as possible. Just have one question on that, and it says the proposed thing is 30 feet maximum with an asterisk after the maximum. I'm not quite sure what the asterisk means. Does anyone know what that means?
Do not. This is for public comment only. This isn't for question and answer. So the time for that would have been prior to this.
Okay. And then the second thing was on the development plan, page 7, you know, want to express our appreciation for putting in the landscaping, specifically the trees on the L1 side of the L1-R2 boundary to help block the view of the new building. That's much appreciated too. And I do have one other thing I wanted to ask. It's sort of a question or suggestion. I'm not sure. I had passed it to Jared, but I'm not sure if I can make it now because I wasn't able to make it to the meeting a couple weeks ago. But just something for thought that I had requested in the last several meetings. And that was, I still am wondering if a street, if it's possible to put a street lamp at the access road for the storage facility out near the curb because of the potential for cars that mostly travel at more than 35 miles an hour to, so that they can see that intersection and not get broadsided at night by a careless driver. So it's sort of a question, but it's something we've been looking for over a year. So that's my thought.
The only comment I will make is I'm sure that there will be a stop sign that's coming out of that development.
Yeah, I mean, there's a stop sign 30 or 40 feet into that, but the driver who's coming out of that development with their headlights off or too fast, where the person who's going 40 or 50 miles an hour down the road is not going to see that intersection until they're right on top of it. So I don't know if that's been considered and rejected or what, but I think it's a significant safety issue.
Perhaps the developer can take that under advisement and look at the development plan and see if they can make, for public safety, just check into that and make sure that the site clearance is fine. And did you want to add something?
It was reviewed by our traffic engineer for traffic safety matters and vehicular matters such as that as well. So if there were any comments from our experts in that area, it would be in the letter, and a condition is to comply with recommendations of our traffic engineer and civil engineer.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm not sure I heard all of what he said.
So that we had our the township has a traffic engineer that also reviews the plans,
right,
and they would review it for concerns or items that you bring up as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
that would have occurred, and if they thought something was necessary based upon their experience, there would be recommendations within there.
Right. Okay. Well, that's all I had to say.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone else from the public who would like to make comment this evening? Hearing and seeing none, we'll move along in our agenda. The next item on the agenda, 10A, is preliminary final land development plan for Abenizio Real Estate Partnership, 316 West Church Road. Consideration of a preliminary final land development plan for Abenizio Real Estate Partnership, 316 West Church Road, for the construction of a two-story mini storage facility on the 1.66 acre site and associated site improvements, including waivers and conditions as outlined in said resolution. The zoning district is LIR2. The resolution number is 2025-2026. And I'd like to put on record that I will be recusing myself from voting on this item, that I live within 500 feet of the proposed development plan. And I will also not be entering into any discussion that could happen with this development plan.
And obviously, we do have just barely a quorum of the board this evening, which allows us to actually take action. The second class township code provides that those eligible to vote, it would be a majority of those eligible to vote. So as a result of your conflict, and I do believe that it's prudent for you to recuse yourself, as you stated, Madam Chair, that there are then two people eligible to vote on this that are present, a quorum being established, and therefore those two people can still vote, and that vote would carry the weight of a full board vote.
For protocol, who accepts the motion?
I believe I would recommend that either Supervisor Wax or Supervisor Kenny make the motion, and if the other person would like to second that motion, the other person second that motion, and those two supervisors would be those who would then vote upon that motion. I think to limit your involvement in this application, I guess I'd just turn it over. I do see the applicant's team is here. If there's any specific questions, Mr. Lash is also here. He has the plan proposed on the board. And as was brought up, this is a two-story now mini storage facility on this flag lot at 316 West Church Road. It did receive unanimous support from the Planning Commission after the most recent revisions providing for that, the buffering and the limitations. I should say it's a smaller project than was originally proposed. And I'm not sure if Mr. Lash has anything else to add that's of note.
That's correct, Mr. Walco. Thank you. You're correct. This did receive a unanimous recommendation from the Planning Commission at their August 27th meeting. They specifically thanked the applicant for working with township staff on the review, specifically in relation to it now being a two-story structure where previously it was a four-story structure, as well as for the increased landscape buffering that they have to be able to more conceal this from the roadway and have it fit within the character of this residential area. There are a few waivers that they are requesting in relation specifically to the unique flag lot nature of this site. And if there are any questions that the two supervisors who will be taking action on this have, I'd like to request that the applicant this evening come and address those.
And with that, the application is before this board for a motion if one desires to be made.
Yeah, I will make a motion to approve.
And I will second.
Okay. So at this point, the motion is on the floor.
Okay. I'll call for a vote. All those in favor, please say aye. Aye. There are only three of us here. We've got two in favor and one abstention. The matter passes.
Thank you, Supervisor Wax. And with that, the resolution is approved. We'll be circulating the resolution for review and acceptance.
Thank you all very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Moving along on our agenda.
And it should be added that includes the waivers, that all waivers that were requested with that as well.
Pardon me. Moving along on our agenda, the next item on the agenda is 10B, our consent agenda. B1, presentation, acceptance of the township's 2026 financial requirements and minimum municipal obligation in the amount of $4,004,745 for the police and $864,000 for the non-uniform pension plans. Number two, accept extension letter for BBDEV LLC for 657, 665, and 671 South Gulf Road Land Development Plan until November 14, 2025. Number three, consideration of business tax appeal settlement, approval of a business tax appeal settlement in the amount of $68.86. Number four, pump station pump replacement, approval of payment application three in the amount of $79,099.48 to Desco Design and Construction, Inc. of Fleetwood, Pennsylvania for contract work performed to date as recommended by the consulting engineer. Number five, resolution 2025-25, supporting Bridgeport Borough Magisterial District 38-1-25. Number six, financial escrow release number two, which is the final release to Lockheed Martin Host Building, 230 Mall Boulevard. Approval of escrow release number two, which is final, to Lockheed Martin in the amount of $97,755.45 for completion of required site improvements to date as part of the land development project subject to the submission of the required maintenance bond. Number seven, financial escrow release, Toll Mid-Atlantic LP, Stonebrook Phase 2, approval of escrow release to Toll Brothers Mid-Atlantic for completion of required site improvements to date as part of the land development project subject to completion of all outstanding Phase 2 items and submission of the required maintenance bond as recommended by RVE engineers. Number eight, capital equipment lease purchase, authorization to lease purchase the following vehicle and capital equipment through any state CoStars contract or government leasing program with delivery in 2026. Public safety vehicle 2026 Chevrolet Tahoe 4x4 police SUV. Number nine, budget transfer of $12,000 from 01-430-2451 for maintenance, road maintenance material, to 01-430-7400 for equipment purchased to procure a tilt coupler for the mini excavator as recommended by the Director of Public Works. Number 10, another budget transfer of $13,821 from 03100-000 to 18411-07432 to fund a UTV trailer and lettering utility truck as recommended by the Director of Public Safety. Number 11, for Recharge Park, approval of an award on behalf of the KOP bid in the amount of $417,702 to Patriot Grounds and Site Service of King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, as recommended by the Director of Public Works. Number 12, Moore Road Trail, approval of an award on behalf of the KOP bid in the amount of $1,396,089 with the inclusion of add alternative number one to traffic planning and design of Pottstown, Pennsylvania, as recommended by the Director of Public Works. Number 13, approval of an agreement regarding recording of an easement at the property located at 760 Moore Road as part of the Moore Road Multimodal Trail Project administered by the King of Prussia District. And finally, number 14, Allendale Road Pedestrian Bridge, approval of a professional services agreement in the amount of $172,100 with Bowman Consulting Group of Exton, Pennsylvania, for the preliminary engineering of the Allendale Road Pedestrian Bridge replacement project as recommended by the Director of Public Works. Is there a motion to accept the consent agenda?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
I wanted to make one comment about one item on the consent agenda, item number 5, supporting the Bridgeport Borough Magisterial District, that we did receive verbal word that the district court may be preserved. That was not documented yet clearly, so if there was questions about why we're doing a resolution, we just wanted to show our support of wanting to maintain that district court, and that's why it is still remaining on the agenda, even though we did get verbal word that most likely that court is going to be preserved. So I wanted to make that comment, and I don't know if anyone had any other discussion about anything on the agenda.
I do. I just want to take a moment, Madam Chair, to express how happy I am to see all the progress that's going on with trails in Upper Marion Township. On the agenda, obviously, you see movement towards building the Moore Road Trail. But I also want to mention that in the workshop agenda last Thursday, we approved some initiatives to help kick off construction of the Gateway Trail that would go from Valley Forge Park eventually all the way down to the King of Prussia Town Center. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you for that. Okay, all in favor of approving the consent agenda, please signify by saying aye. Any opposed? Passes 3-0. Okay. Next item on the agenda, 10C, resolution number 2025-27, waiver of land development for Steelyard Sports, 504 Sweetland Road. Approval of resolution number 2025-27, waiving the land development plan submission requirement pursuant to Chapter 145 of the Township Code for the construction of an outdoor hockey rink and accessory structures on the property subject to those conditions as outlined in said resolution. May I entertain a motion to approve this resolution?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
We only have the two of you to go back and forth like that. Take turns which one goes first. Any discussion on this resolution?
Just very briefly, Madam Chair, and I will mention that I did talk to counsel for the applicant earlier today. This was actually presented to the Board of Supervisors several years ago. I'm ecstatic that this is moving forward. I'm thrilled that there's a chance that our residents will have the opportunity to possibly skate in an outdoor skating rink, maybe as soon as this winter. There is also the possibility for a later phase of this project, which would include up to 2 indoor ice rinks. We will see. I am also pleased that the applicant has been in contact with Park and Rec and exploring the possibility maybe in the future of having Park and Rec programs at the skating rink. And this is great for the community. Traffic that will be generated will be mostly evening, weekend, and holiday. And generally speaking, will not interfere with the traffic patterns. And There is ample parking, and a few years ago, the applicant came before the zoning hearing board and we received some relief in regards to getting some additional parking spaces. And that's all I have.
Yes.
All the words that you spoke was exactly what I was going to say, so I won't repeat that, won't be redundant, but yeah, thank you for sharing that.
Okay. I remember a long time ago when my kids were little, we used to go to what is now the community center. It used to be an ice skating rink there. We had birthday parties there, and it was a great place. My kids learned to ice skate there. Then, over the years, it was no longer. It closed. The only ice skating that I was aware of then in the township was in the pond right behind the, right here, right behind the township building, if it gets cold enough and it freezes over. So I'm really happy to see this just for all the kids and anyone who's a kid at heart who still does ice skate, that this will bring ice skating back to our township. And as Mr. Wax said, this one initially will be outdoors, and I look forward to an indoor one as well. So that'll be a great addition to our recreational benefits in the township.
Thank you. May I entertain a motion for approval of the waiver of the land development for this project? Oh, we did that? Ah, we're in a... Oh, we just did discussion. Yes, yes. I wanted to hear it again, maybe. I don't know. Talk some more? Yes. We just had discussion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes 3-0. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is accounts payable and payrolls.
Motion to pay the bills.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, next item on the agenda is additional business. Any additional business from? I have one item that I would like to share, and actually I would like to turn the floor over to our planner, Mr. Lash, to talk about the ECDC weekend of service that begins tomorrow. So I know I didn't prepare you for that, but I think that you would be the most eloquent in describing this project.
Happily. Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate the opportunity to share that tomorrow, the Economic and Community Development Committee will be hosting their first week of service. It's going to be between 2 days. It's going to be Friday the 12th and Saturday the 13th. The idea for the Economic Community Development Committee was, could they create an opportunity for both businesses and residents to be able to come together in the benefit of our shared goals of creating a vibrant, wonderful place to live? And what they've done for that is create 9 different opportunities between these 2 days to allow businesses and residents to do exactly that, between trail cleanups, working in some of our parks, supporting some of our local nonprofits. It's going to be a great way for people to be involved. As you said, Madam Chair, this is the first inaugural week of service, so certainly the Economic and Community Development Committee intends to continue this success in future years. So we hope for more volunteers, more volunteer opportunities to get people out there contributing to their neighbors, friends, and community. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that. We had passed a resolution, I believe it was maybe 2 months ago, to have this be an annual event in September. TBD for next year for the event, but pencil out in your calendars that every September will be the annual week of service going forward. Okay. Anything else? No.
Where can people go to sign up for this? Or
Well, it's not technically too late, and I appreciate that, Supervisor okay. Kenny. If you go to the Upper Marion Township website, not only to see the website updates, but to also navigate to recently posted events, you will see a tab about the week of service, which will navigate you to an external website where you can sign up for activities either tomorrow or on Saturday.
Okay, next item on the agenda is public comment. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to share anything at this meeting this evening? Seeing and hearing none, we're in a position to adjourn our meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
I second the motion.
All in favor of adjournment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.